today.
You know,
thank the Lord for my Father, earthly Father, my heavenly Father. And I don't know what I'm going to do with what I've got, but we'll do something. Been working on this for a little while, since Joe preached on the foundation. The foundation we're working on is the foundation of the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a paper and pencil, you write down, and you work on it. I'm going to be preaching from them. I'll start them today. I don't know how far I get. And it may take me for weeks. And I want to be preaching on the four great ships of the Bible. And the four great ships is friendship, fellowship, companionship, relationship. And if we're living within these four ships, we're abiding within the four ships, then we don't have time to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And but I'm going back into Psalms, and I'm going to read a short chapter. John read this last night at the service, and in 133rd Psalm it said, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like this precious ointment upon the head that run down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mount of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore." How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Amen. If we dwell together, the Bible said in the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel, 13th verse, it said, "Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends."
Amen.
And it talks about the friendship. I'm glad that the Lord was my friend first. First in my life, the Lord was my friend. He laid down His life for me. He was a friend. And all down across the Bible, the Lord will be your friend if you do whatsoever He commands you to do. And I'm glad that He is our friend, walketh closer than a brother. We have a brother that I will lean on, we can lean on, and I walk with us, but the Lord is closer than a brother. Stay with us. He said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." But He said, "I will go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world." I'm glad for that today. And we look into the Word of God, and it said, we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness. We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. I'm glad for that today. And we gather at the church and in friendship. If we are saved, we're friends one to another. We don't work ill against one another. Lie not against our brethren, but we will be in harmony one with another. And if we walk in the friendship of the Bible, if we're in that ship as a friendship, the Bible said if we're a friend of the world, we're an enemy with Him. But you know something? I want to bring this to our attention this morning. I'm going to take my time for a little while. He said the world. God created this world, and you walk beside the riverside and see all the pretty flowers and creation that God created is still beautiful. The wild flowers is still beautiful. The green grass is still green. And it's still performing like God created it. But as He made this world and made a man and put man in the world, then cometh the devil. And the world that He's talking about is not the world that He created. This is a world that the devil created. Amen. With evil. That's a world if we walk with the devil and the things that the devil has created to separate us from God is the world that He's talking about. This world is still good. In this world that God created, we go out and we can enjoy a day from looking at the trees as we walk along the fields by the woods line. And we can see the creation of God. We can enjoy the creation of God. But brother, listen, the world that the devil created, I will not cause you nothing but trouble and sorrow and grief. That are a friend of Jesus and a fellowship with Christ and fellowship with one another. I will not be a lying on one another. I will not be doing the things that the devil is wanting us to do. But we'll be safely in the arms of Jesus, in the bowels of the fellowship with one another. And then I come to companionship. I married my companion and we become a companionship with one another. One day I married a man from yonder's world. I spoke my vows, I said, God, I will do anything that you want me to do. I've got a companionship, and then with the host of heaven, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, with all that the heavens created, and we have. You wonder where the kingdom of heaven is on the earth. Brother, it's within the four shields. If we are walking, living, and sheltered in the four shields, listen, it will take across the uneven journeys of life, fights of storms, of the raging tide, and it will set us down on the other side. My. I want you to study these four ships. And if you can find yourself within them, you will know whether you're living within them, or you're living and you're friend of the world. Brother, if there's ever a time that we need to go back to the old landmark and love one another, it's the day in which we're living. We say that we have fellowship and walk in darkness. The Bible said that we lie. We deceive ourselves. My. If we have fellowship one with another, I listen, we will love one another, and we will be there for one another. And you'll be happy on your journey. A man that's a walking and loving the world that the devil created is poor, miserable, wretched, and blind, naked before God. This man cannot be happy. This man is miserable. But whenever we confess our sins and we become joint heirs, I am that with a Savior, and we're in friendship. We're traveling in the friendship of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are sailing across this world. Listen, we're headed towards your long home. One day it will set us down safely home.
Yeah.
Listen, companionship, fellowship. You know, it's good to be saved, know we're saved, separated from the world, come out from among the world, and stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil, the world that the devil created, is the ruler of darkness, spiritual evil, listen, in high places, we can will not wrestle against blood and flesh, but we'll wrestle against the spiritual evils of darkness. But if we are safely saved, I like this. One time when Paul was in a shipwreck, and the ship was tore up, and God had come to him and said, there'll be no loss of lives, everything will be all right. And when he made known unto them, boy, they started letting down the bolts. I had to leave the ship. But he said, except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. They began to cut off the ship, the boats, and let them drop into the sea. What are you saying, preacher? If there's ever a time that we need to cut off all the temptations of the world, it's the day. And listen, if there's something in your life that's hindering you from being a brother or sister as Christ, I want you to be, you need to cut it off and let it go. You need to let it go. Listen, we cannot hang on to the things that separate us from the love of God. just because there's something in the world that we love. Listen, if it's a separating us from the love of God and the fellowship, companionship, relationship that we have for one another, we need to let it go. We need to build on a true foundation. Listen, he said we put bits in a horse's mouth, that we turn the whole body. Even though the great ships is driven with furious winds, yet they are turned about with such a small hymn. Man, I tell you what, we can turn this ship around with the love that we have for one another.
Amen.
We can turn our whole body around if we're walking and living in the ships that I named. If you have a problem of finding them, you get with me and I'll help you to find them. But we need to study them and find out who we're at. And how can we build a true foundation in the ships that will take us home? Listen, old Noah took his family in the ark. The rains descended. The floods come. And that old ark hit set sail one day. He was safely inside, him and his family. But one day it set down when all the world was destroyed. How's it going to be with us? Are we going to be found in the ships when the Lord comes and calls? Are we going to be standing outside because that we didn't like somebody? We got a problem. I got a problem with Eric. I'm not going to abide in neither one of the ships that I've talked to you about until I fix it. Listen, I don't know why this morning, but abiding in the four ships is going to take us home. I don't know. I may come back and recap on the ships. But I urge you, every one of us, oh, preacher, I can read well. I run a reference here and I run a reference over yonder. I run a reference somewhere else. But I just got a problem with so-and-so in the church. You better get in the ship. Lean not to your own understanding, but come before the throne of God. Listen. I'm going to ask Alyssa to come and get a song. Song or lay it on the piano. I want us to sing. Which ship did you miss? Preacher, I'm saved and on my way home. You find this ship and see if you can find yourself in that ship. And then you'll know just exactly where we stand with God.